Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, our firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working out there tonight on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now to start out hour number two of the program is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And let's not forget, we emphasize the two words under God, because our great country was started and formed with Judeo-Christian values. Well, just to kind of wrap up the Hunter Biden thing, because we talked about it a lot last hour, Senator Chuck Grassley has accused the Democrats of a double standard in asking the GOP to defer to Biden on the cabinet. Now that's, according to Grassley, says that's pretty darn rich, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is. And obviously, I mean, again, this is, you know, there are different roles in government, and one of those things is the confirmation of the secretaries, basically, of the different departments. And so, of course, you know, sometimes there's the honeymoon of the president, basically. There's always, that's a time of trying to build some goodwill and so forth. But, you know, I think a lot of Republican senators remember exactly what's happened over the last 4 years. I'm not saying, two wrongs make a right or any of those kinds of things. I'm simply saying that Joe Biden's going to have to appoint people that are going to be able to be confirmed, and the any kind of appointments that might be seen to try to satisfy the more radical elements of the party, namely the AOCs and that kind of block, may find that it's not going to go very far.
And then my cousin Tammy Verse said something yesterday. She said that Joe Biden has no intention of unifying with the GOP after his advisor's bunch of F remark, I won't say it because I can't, which is totally unacceptable to Americans. And that was that Jen, what, Wysocki or whatever her name is?
No, I think it was Jen O'Malley Dillon. She was the campaign director, basically.
And then there was a second one to mention it. Or was that The View? I guess it was The View. Joy Behar mentioned it.
Well, you know,
without saying it.
Well, but when you say that kind of thing about the opposition, especially after a very hard fought, not only 4 years, but obviously the 2020 election, and all of the disunity that's there, to say something like that is just, all it does is inflame things.
Yeah.
But what it also shows me, Captain, is that you know, they're sitting around thinking, hey, you know, we actually did this. We really did it. You know, all 80 million people voted for Joe Biden, blah, 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 blah. And they, maybe they believe they're just sitting in the catbird seat. But in reality, I don't think they're really taking the temperature of the country. Otherwise, they would never, this person would have never said this.
By the way, AOC took to Twitter and she told her Twitter followers that there's just not enough stimulus money and that her Twitter followers needed to tell Congress that whether or not the proposed amount is way too small and whether or not it needs to be more because we need more money. More people need more money in their hands right now. And, you know, what the hell? It's not her money, right?
Well, it's not her money. And also there's this thing called jobs that we try to create.
Oh, you mean the one that she told Amazon couldn't come into New York?
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
Bingo. Exactly right. You know, so again, what we try to do, the stimulus is a very important issue. There's no doubt about it. And we've been lobbying for that, Captain. But honestly, if the stimulus will get people just so far, but we've got to get people back to work, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, and the New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, by the way, just to add insult to injury, says the coronavirus relief stimulus package being negotiated right now just doesn't make any sense because it's just not enough money. And, of course, what he wants money for is his government is in turmoil because they haven't got enough tax revenue now with all the people that have moved out of New York State.
Well, exactly right.
And the city, I might add.
Yeah, well, and what did Governor Cuomo say the other day? Well, we're going to have to raise taxes, basically.
He did.
Yeah, I mean, and that's coming to a theater near you, too. So just remember.
Blue states.
That's right. That's going to start happening because of what's gone on with all the shutdowns and the effect on the economy. And again, we can learn to live with this and be safe and all these things. That's what we need to do, but because it's a real deal. But honestly, I mean, this is a 1-2 punch, Captain, that so many people won't be able to recover from, and that's I hope we're totally wrong, but that's what it looks like.
Well, because we've got all this nonsense that's going on in terms of the blue states, and you know they're arguing about this and arguing about that and all that stuff because we've got all that nonsense going on. They just can't seem to do what they need to with the money they got, let alone more money that they don't have.
Well, right. And remember, who was holding out about this? Nancy Pelosi and the Democrat Party officials. They were holding out on this. They wanted to give the money to their compatriots, and the American people got the raw end of the deal for sure on this one.
All right, and hold on. And good morning to Sue, the dispatcher. I hope you're having a wonderful morning. And she saw my comment that I made about the fact it was getting cold outside. Alrighty, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and in the times that we're currently living in, somebody needs to give you a break. With Florida Comprehensive Insurance here in the great state of Florida, Auto Glass America can give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced when you tell them I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. They'll also give you a lifetime warranty and $100 right in the palm of your hand at the time they finish the service, and a warranty, too. So it's Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas. They're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to get that $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand. And, Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
Indeed they do, and you're right on target there tonight. All right, we're going to go to the telephone calls. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, good morning, Captain. This is Elliot. I'm calling from North Tampa, Wesley Chapel.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. You know, Captain, I have two quick things I'd like to say. I won't hold your time up too much. I just think it's a bad idea, Mr. President, if you're thinking about purchasing CNN. It's just the way I see it. Just like your election, they would rig the system not just to spy on you, but to cause major problems in your broadcast system. Mr. Trump, start off like Newsmax and chart your own course. Guarantee you will be successful. Now, two, who is Jorge Mario Bergoglio? That's Pope Francis, one of the most left socialists ever to come out of the Vatican. He wants the United States to open up our borders to the world under leftist globalism. Yet he lives in a fortress protected by Europe's elite forces, and it's protected by 39-foot walls. I remind you, Border Patrols are dealing with COVID-19, treatable and untreatable tuberculosis. They're also dealing with typhoid and typhus. Some have lost their lives at the border. Pope John's thought is, go to the United States, but don't come here to Fortress in the Sky. Captain, I want to thank you so much. God bless.
All right, I want to ask you a question. Don't go anywhere just yet. So what do we do now? What do we do next? What's our next step?
Well, what we do is entrust ourselves to trust our leaders. Now, we have to pay a close attention to it. And you people in Georgia, pay close attention because we need to vote local, state, and federal employees out if they don't represent us. Zero tolerance. Now, we don't have time to play games. Our country is on the line here. And we have forces all around the world who is on the left. We need to let us remind ourselves. You know, I'll give you an analogy. I'll give you an example. Let's take a look at the Klan when they marched. Democratic Klan when they marched on Washington back in the 20s. They marched three or four times, I think, 20, 24, 27, 28. Let's fast forward 100 years up. A lot of those people are the descendants of the great-great-grandchildren of those people that marched on Washington, the Ku Klux Klan from the Democratic Party. Right now, we're dealing with their grandchildren right now in office and out of office. So I look at this as a takeover, one of the biggest things that ever hit the United States. Forces beyond our measure. It would take forensics to gather all the intelligence to come across all of who are involved. But I tell you, one of them is Barack Hussein Obama, the only president that did not leave Washington. He stayed there in Washington for a reason.
Right.
And he, I believe, he was the primary conductor. He was the orchestrator. He was their zenith to take things in the directions, and he coordinated everything along with others, participants as well, Captain.
Yep, very true. Thank you very much, Elliot. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day, sir.
Yep, and Kyle, what he's saying is true. Remember, we say think nationally, but act locally. This has got to go back down to where these people start out, the local level. A lot of these people that go into Congress, go into the Senate, and work their way up the ladders, governors and whatnot, they start out as a city or a town council person, and maybe they're a county legislator. Then they go to state rep, then they go to state senator, and they just keep working their way up the system. And we need to understand that right now, because the states operate the elections in each of their states, and they're responsible for the laws in their states to conduct safe and fair elections, that we need to get it right. And we need to have the people where we know we need to have election reform, we need to have them doing just that.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And we've never seen it more, you know, starkly displayed than what we've seen happen in 2020. And
yeah.
So, yeah, hopefully this will be, this will spark the local revolution, as it were, in the sense of people really getting involved in their local elections, because you're right. They make their way up through the ranks, and if you can sort of smoke them out there, you know, maybe they won't go so far.
Well, because of the fact that we are in the situation we're currently in, because of six or seven battleground states, where they absolutely, at the last minute, months before and weeks before, changed the rules and the regulations without doing what they needed to do, going through the state legislatures because of the Constitution said that's what you had to do. A governor didn't have the authority. A committee didn't have the authority. A group of people that represented the State Elections Commission or Election Supervisor's Office didn't have the authority, and they changed the rules.
Well, that's right. And, you know, that's usually, we call that, you know, ruling by fiat, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, that's the...
Yeah, and who does that? And who does that?
Well, exactly.
No, who does that? I got an answer. Do you know the answer? Who does that?
Well, I mean, we look at different systems where that is.
Cuba.
Yeah, exactly.
Iran, North Korea, Russia, China. That's what they do.
Well, sure, exactly. That's what I was saying. It's dictatorial, basically. And
oh,
so
and I forgot Venezuela.
Venezuela. Well, but it's inherently, and I'll say this, it's inherently un-American. It's inherently unfair. It goes against the very notion that we have a process. And unfortunately, Captain, you've got a lot of people, in the media especially, that look the other way or say rah, 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 cheer it all on.
Well, the reason they look the other way is it's all about the money. And again, take a look at who's advertising on some of these networks. Take a look and see these little 30-second and 60-second ads about, well, for $9.99, you can do XYZ and call 877-whatever and all those numbers, and you wind up with getting something coming from where, Kyle?
Well, primarily from China.
Thank you. All that money is being dumped into these television networks for advertising, and they look at that, plus they get endorsements, some of these people, and they don't bother to do, again, what we, the people, want them to do. That's why some of these networks have gone so far the way they've gone, and they've changed over because of the big amounts of money they're getting to run these ads.
And you know who was really in stopping that, or a big hamper to that, was Donald Trump.
Of course.
And so if we're just going to get Trump out of office, then anything goes. And that's why they can rule by fiat. That's why they can make those changes as well, because the end justifies the means for that gravy train.
Yeah, and you folks that are listening to my stations around the country, you'll notice that, in particular, I can only speak with firsthand knowledge of Salem. I do hear some of the GCN and some of the USA Network ads that are on the air, but at Salem, they go out of their way, and when we do endorsements here at Salem, we use the product, and I'll guarantee you that product is made in America. It's not made in Timbuktu. Maybe it might be made in Canada in some cases, but it's made here on this continent right here. Nothing that I endorse is made in Mexico, I'll guarantee you that.
Right. Well, but again, you know, it's the notion that anything is fine to do as long as the political end is justified in it. And that's something I think that most Americans would bristle at as well.
Yeah, and just to use an example, somebody says, Relief Factor? Yeah, that's made in Seattle, Washington, hello, by a father and son. Somebody just asked me about Relief Factor with a question mark, and that is an American product, all American product.
Well, that's right. And of course, you know, when it comes down to things like the NBA and stuff like that, you have a lot of things being said by some of these big, you know, basketball stars, for example. You know, when a lot of stuff was coming out about China, it was kind of like, well, don't say anything like that.
Yeah.
You know? it's pretty obvious.
Well, when we come back after the bottom of the hour break here, we're going to talk about something that's going on with religion, where the Supreme Court made another call for the religious leaders in New Jersey. And also the push to recall Governor Newsom out there in California is gaining a lot of steam right now with Democrats joining on the bandwagon. And, of course, you have the Hollywood out there, right, in California?
Well, sure, yeah.
Well, Tom Cruise did it again, and we'll tell you what the did it again was.
Right.
Yeah, and then, of course, you've got Google and Amazon out there, Jeff Bezos. By the way, it's just, it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop, folks. All right, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, so don't go anywhere. Kathy is going to give everybody the telephone number, so Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. The Department of Energy says it has been hacked, adding to the list of U.S. government agencies that have been targeted as part of an ongoing cyber attack. An Energy Department spokesperson said an investigation into the suspected Russian attack is underway. The hack was initially discovered over the weekend, with security experts then trying to discern the damage done to the DOE's network. The Departments of Commerce, Homeland Security, and the Treasury have also been breached as part of the hack that the FBI and the Director of National Intelligence says is significant and ongoing. And Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says his wife has tested positive for coronavirus and is experiencing mild symptoms. According to Politico, Secretary Azar sent an email Thursday informing his staff of her positive test. He says he'll work from home and get tested every day until his exposure period is over. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
President Trump has doubled the growth in the greatest economy in all of human history. And you know what our Democratic friends have done for? Is trying to impeach him. I don't mean any disrespect, but it must suck to be that dumb.
The injury law experts at Fair and Fair measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Fair and Fair has won over $1 billion for its clients, with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farah won't let the insurance company push you around, and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slipper fall, or on the job, you can trust that Fair and Fair will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit farahandfarah.com. And don't forget, their telephone number is 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. It's a 24-7 number. There's somebody there right now. You can call them up, ask them your questions, and they'll be happy to take care of you. So that's Farah and Farah. Farah spelled F-A-R-A-H, farahandfarah.com, 877-245-6707. And whoop, wait a minute, got a sighting.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas from me, Santa!
Oh, Kyle, there he goes again.
There he goes. That's right. Santa himself.
Must be a really good time going on at the beach tonight there. I know what it, I know what it is. The bunnies are over there, or the somebody's over there. Oh, the Hooters girls. Maybe that's it.
Well, you know, Santa's going to get really busy here in the next few days.
Going to get a sunburn, too, if he hangs around too much.
That's right.
All right. Now, in New Jersey religious leaders won their fight, the Supreme Court, fighting the COVID rules over there. What's good for Costco is good for the church. That was what was said in the ruling. In other words, if the big box stores can stay open and conduct business, then why the heck can't the church hold church services?
Well, I think that's been what people have been asking all along. Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah, because it just doesn't make any sense.
But what's going on in California? Are they not able to have services, or what's going? Is California bucking the system? Is that what I'm understanding?
I think you can have services. You can have them outside, I believe, but you can't have inside a church sanctuary or a building, basically.
Not even if you social distance.
Not even if you social distance. That's right.
All right, well, but anyway, New Jersey, and they're not going to be outdoors having church service when it's 20 degrees and snow. But anyway, now we got to talk about California again, because this story popped up in a different manner. Here's what it says. The push to recall California Governor Gavin Newsom is gaining steam. The comment is, you have to see it to believe it, because now Democratic officials are calling for the removal of Gavin Newsom because of his ridiculous COVID-19 lockdown.
It is gaining steam, and there's a palpable feeling, and that's why it's encouraging that some Democrat officials seem to be catching on to this, because it's palpable among the community. People that I talk to, people that just literally out of the blue will just offer up this notion that, I can't imagine what Newsom is doing. I signed the petition for that. You know, people have told me, and they are very, very interested, Captain, in making a change here in California. And of course, Newsom hasn't done himself any favors by going to the French Laundry restaurant, and just like other governors or other leaders, they get caught red-handed doing stuff that us little people just can't go do because they said no, right?
Well,
and it's a real bad thing.
Your state has literally lost billions of dollars in tax revenue.
Well, that's right. We had another big tech company start to, you know, announce they were leaving.
Oracle.
That's right, Oracle. They're leaving California.
Yeah, part of it went to Texas and the other part went to Hawaii.
That's right. And so when these things start happening, this is not going to come back very easily, very, very quickly. In fact, you go back not all that long ago, and California had a lot more aerospace and a lot more, big-time tech things like that. Silicon Valley has been a staple, but Silicon Valley might start saying to itself,
yeah,
well, this is getting too much even for us.
Hollywood, once again, we've got this story coming out of Hollywood, and Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise apparently had his second outburst with his crew members on the Mission Impossible filming, which he's put a lot of his money into that, we've been told. But his crew quit the film after Tom Cruise went after him again for the second time. And he said, that's it, we had it, goodbye, see you, and they walked off the set.
Well, you know, it's a very intense thing, obviously, making a movie or being on any kind of production in Hollywood, and when you throw COVID into it, it becomes a real, real nasty thing, because anything can shut the whole thing down. And a lot of people's jobs are riding on it. I heard the recording of the first Tom Cruise thing. Like, I haven't heard the second one, I have to admit. But
it was the same thing, only this time it was a little bit more vehement.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, but again, and because Tom Cruise, I think, is pretty much like the producer on this film as well. So, after he gets done, he probably has to go and look at what they did that day, and then talk to a lot of different people and whatnot. So it's tough, but it's definitely, this whole thing is up the stress level for productions, not only locally here in L.A., but wherever they are, because one COVID thing can shut the whole thing down. You know, they're making a Batman movie, and that got shut down because of the very same kind of thing, and it costs a lot of money.
Now, Google, which is being sued in an antitrust lawsuit right now by several different entities, states and whatnot, has come out and made the following statement, and this is really rich for them to say this. They're saying the antitrust lawsuit would deprive Americans of information and hurt businesses if they happen to be held responsible.
Wow. Well, of course, you know, from what we've heard. And,
wow, he's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, this is, you know, what we've heard about how the algorithms can work and how, you know, things can be steered based on search parameters, especially when it comes to elections and how votes can be influenced to some degree. All that is very, very scary. And if you have one thing that's pretty much able to manipulate or display most of the information that people look at all throughout the day, what's one of the first things you do if you don't know? So you go and you search it. A lot of people go to Google, and
yeah,
that's the first place to go. Basically.
Yeah, and let's take a caller here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Bart from Live Oak.
Can you hear me? Yeah, you're echoing a little bit, so turn down your radio in the background or something there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I knew better. I'm sorry to be calling you. I just got tuned in for a few minutes ago.
Uh-huh.
And I understand you probably already covered it. And I'm very curious about what happened with this discussion last night about Biden and his son that
yeah.
he came out and
well we'll mention it again here because we did talk about it at length in the last hour. We spent probably 30 minutes talking about to start the show. If you want to hear that, you can go to our podcast. Just go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website and it's right there.
I don't have that capability.
All right. Okay.
I'm an old fashioned guy.
Okay, well, I have a web. What happens is I have a loop there on that website that also plays every 4 hours the show. After we get done with the live show, it plays the show over and over and over and over and over again until the next show comes on live. So there you go. But we'll mention it a little bit, okay?
Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you. Now, Kyle, obviously we talked a lot about last hour about the Hunter Biden thing with his dad. Obviously, we don't know what's going to happen. They're talking about appointing a special
prosecutor.
But we don't know if that's going to happen. There are some people saying yes, and then Senator Rand Paul said, no, we don't need one. We just need to continue doing what we're doing and the way we're doing it. Well, I don't know. So, you know, that's where we're at. But we did talk a lot about that because I got one more thing I want to mention here before we have to get to our Highway and Byway report. Billionaire Jeff Bezos, Amazon warehouse employees. We found out that in nine states, all blue, the majority of his warehouse employees are collecting food stamps because they just aren't making enough money. Hold on, Kyle.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, hold on, Kyle. All right, folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always concerned.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And you know, I forgot to ask that caller from Live Oak what the temperature was, because it's cool down here where I'm at, and I think it's a lot colder up there, because we'll be talking about their weather up here in just a minute. Freeze warning up that way, and even colder yet up in parts of Georgia and further north, and we got ice where we had the snow yesterday, and things melted a little bit. Now we got ice on the bridges and the roads, and they've got black ice warnings up there right now, which is really bad news stuff. But anyway, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report is always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J. Stop on by there and find out why they're the number one truck stop in the country, and tell them the captain sent you. Get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. And here we go.
Yeah.
Randy, that is Ted Nugent in concert a few years ago down here in Florida, and that, of course, something that he's famous for, Cat Scratch Fever, right, Kyle?
Absolutely, yeah. I love that guitar riff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, it's just almost the perfect little guitar line. It's great.
Yeah, and he was down here on one of the college campuses doing all that. All right, well, let me just tell you folks what's going on here with the weather. The big storm has gone out to sea now up there. The nor'easter is gone. There's just some gale warnings along the coastline now, except for what's been left behind. And what's been left behind is some really serious icing conditions along a number of the interstate highways in several of the states. To include Massachusetts and Connecticut and part of New York and Pennsylvania, Jersey, Maryland, Virginia, over into Carolina where and the mountains of North Carolina where it melted a little bit today, made things a little easier. And tonight it's all froze over because the temperature's down in the 20s and 30s up in that area and even colder in some other areas. So, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, in the state of Arizona tonight, if you're coming across I-40 heading west towards Flagstaff, for example, from about the state line on, you're going to run into some wind advisories, especially around the area of Holbrook as you travel along I-40, which is also historic Route 66, by the way. And moving northward in Colorado, we've got some winter weather advisories. This has been parts of the southern parts, southwest part of the state, near Grand Junction as well. These extend up towards a little bit west of Laramie on I-80. So be careful.
Elk Mountain.
That's right, Elk Mountain, and right there in that area. Also, winter weather advisory covering most of the state of Utah, the Great Salt Lake, and then also an avalanche watch going down through about the central part of Utah. That means the snow will be building up.
Good Lord.
Yeah, so they'll be watching for that over the next several days. Then up in Montana, we've got high wind watches. This is north of and just a little bit east of Bozeman, also encompassing Helena and Great Falls as well, and a high wind warning happening in the northern part of the state near Brownie and Cutback, as a matter of fact. So then over in Washington, we still got rain in Seattle. It's going to be raining for a few days. Portland, raining for the next two or three days, it looks like, on the forecast. And in California, we do have a freeze warning. This is going to be just west of Castaic Santa Clarita as you come up the 5 freeway, and this is going to extend all the way over towards Ventura to the coastline, in addition to wind advisory in that Santa Clarita area and also throughout the Los Padres National Forest, and that also means parts of Santa Barbara as well.
Well, looking at Kansas, the eastern third of Kansas over towards Kansas City, you've got some wind warnings over there tonight. Moving up into Iowa, the central part of Iowa, Des Moines West, Fort Dodge, Iowa, on up to the Minnesota border and over towards the southwestern corner of Minnesota around Worthington. You've got, of all things, a dense fog advisory tonight, so be careful of that. Got a gale force winning on the, warning on the lakes up there, up in the northern peninsula of Michigan, and here comes the cold weather down in the south. Okay, so Live Oak, definitely you're in it. Jacksonville, you're in it. Lake City, you're in it. Valdosta on up to Tifton, over towards Brunswick, and up into just below Macon, you've got a freeze warning, a hard freeze warning, which comes down into Jacksonville. You kind of run out of it around Gainesville, and then you've got a frost warning tonight all the way down to Ocala and just north of me in the northern part of let's see here, up around Crystal River, and that looks like as if maybe the Villages is in a frost warning tonight. But nonetheless, it's going to be cool in Florida tonight. You'll need to put another log on the fire or turn the electric blanket on, whatever the case might happen to be. And the other thing is when you take a look at where you've had the snow up the East Coast, where it melted today, it's frozen tonight because the temperatures have dropped down. It's gotten colder, and you've got a lot of black ice conditions along Interstate 70, along Interstate 64, all the way out into Kentucky, I-77 coming out of North Carolina, going straight north on up through West Virginia, and the New York Thruway between Rochester and Buffalo, as well as I-90 over in Massachusetts, and it looks like as if I-91 north-south coming out of Connecticut up through Massachusetts as well. You've got very icy conditions. And Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, look forward to talking to you tomorrow, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and don't forget that we talk to him six nights a week here. All right, well, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we've got Denise Simon. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, before we get into what we're going to be talking about there, I got to mention that all of this stuff about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and all that, we did have a caller that was curious to find out what's going on. They're talking about maybe appointing a special counsel, and then Senator Rand Paul says, no, well, I don't think that's a good idea. We need to have the federal probe that's already in place continuing. Well, my question to that is, who's that? John Durham? Is that the federal probe?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Rand Paul says we need to let that do what it needs to do. We don't need to appoint somebody different. And there are other people saying, no, we do. KT McFarland came out and was very vocal about it. Senator Tom Cotton came out, and he was very vocal about it. So what say you?
Well, I think we need a clarification to determine if John, if Hunter Biden and all things Biden are in the purview of Durham. That's the first clarification. If not, then I do think that we absolutely must have a special counsel assigned.
Yeah.
You know that that discussion is happening at the Department of Justice. It's
sure.
Pretty obvious.
Mm-hmm.
And A.G. Barr has not left yet. I don't think he leaves until
next, the 25th.
Yeah, the 23rd, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think there's probably some discussions, too, with the FBI to determine where they are with the laptop, because they do have it. They have had it, including the Department of Treasury, because the Department of Treasury tracks all the monies that have been transferred.
Yeah.
Wherever in the world.
Yeah, and we keep hearing $400,000 is the key amount here.
So
that
that's
what's
one.
Happening here. All right, well, hold that thought. Hold that thought. When we come back, folks, we'll finish up what we need to finish up with that little conversation, and then we're going to talk about this hack, which is massive. It affects all areas of government. And when I say all areas of government, I mean all areas of government. It's been ongoing since about March. This cybersecurity guy that the president let go, I think he did it because he knew about the hack. All right, we'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.